Hi, this is Andrew with Geek News Central reporting from the Gadget Show. I'm with Tom at BubblePix, who have an innovative 360-degree camera for iPhones and iPads?
iPhones and smartphones. So, okay. Yeah, absolutely. We've got a roadmap that's going to kind of try and make us as interoperable with as many devices as possible. So, yeah, you're right. It's it's actually not a camera. It's a optical accessory, but it uses the camera that you've already got on the back of your phone. So it connects through a lovely little secure connection. It needs a special case on your camera, but that comes bundled with the price. And you connect it to the back of your phone, and instantly you can shoot 360-degree still images at high resolution, and you can shoot video. Let me demo it to you. With the app, with the product comes an app, and that's called BubblePix, and that's what allows you to see and preview everything in real time in interactive 360 before you shoot it. Taking a picture, a bubble as we call it, couldn't be more simple. You simply press click. No stitching, you've got the whole moment. What do you want to do with that now? Let's Facebook it, let's Twitter it, let's Instagram it, do whatever you want to do. You've got this 360 moment in time.
And just for people listening, we're seeing a picture of the if you like, the world around us that Tom can basically scroll across or swipe across, and we can actually seamlessly go the whole way around.
Exactly. And then integrated with our app is a web hosting platform called BubblePix.com. And as a customer of ours, you get the product, the app, and that integrates with BubblePix, and you can upload as many bubbles, images and video as you want. And you can see the example I've got here. Of course, like any bit of photography, it works better when you're in good light. So I had to go outside on this day and stand in the middle of a fountain and actually shoot the water around me, so you can see that there. But and then, of course, when you don't want to use the product, which is actually most of the time, because your phone is a phone, you unclip it and you pop it in your pocket. And very importantly, the optical system, it collapses to be a compact little capsule, so it's then robust, it's dustproof, and it fits in your pocket. That was an essential feature. There's also another couple of cool features. If you click it into place, you can self-stand it on a table so that you can record the party that's around you, and also use it as a self-timer.
That's very neat.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do it hands-free. And, you know, really, it's about making 360 media accessible, fun, reliable, and... And to promote a whole, I don't know, how are people going to use it? For me, I shoot the family and capture experiences in all sorts of ways in 360. You know, if you're into extreme sports, wouldn't it be wonderful to kind of be paragliding with this in your hand and actually share your experience?
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, some of your colleagues were telling me that the product's been quite a long time in gestation.
Ah, yes, it's been with me for about 11 years, would you believe? So before there were iPods, iPhones, definitely. Before we even had camera phones in mainland Europe, they were existed in Japan. I've been thinking about this type of technology and this type of product, and so I've been on a self-funded research and development project for many, many years, and my intention has always been the same: to create a miniature 360 degree compact, affordable product that lets people capture and share experiences as bubbles. And and the reason being is that, don't get me wrong, conventional photography is fantastic, but it's subjective. So it looks in one direction and it captures a subject brilliantly, but that type of photography never really puts context to those images. And I've travelled the world to so many wonderful places. It's been my greatest passion, really. It's going to far-flung, off-the-beaten-track and whatever. And you go to the kind of places you know you'll never go to again, or have the kind of experiences you know you'll never have again, like Carnival at Rio, which is a panoramic event. It's such a lively, colourful experience. You can't even start to capture it with a normal camera, but with a bubble scope, you actually can do it, because you're getting everything in the scene. And and so it's been a labour of love, this project, have, as much as the fact that it's nearly bankrupted me and I've had to remortgage to fund various bits and sell the car for the prototypes. I have a very long-suffering wife, but actually the concept has never been able to put it down, because it's so compelling, actually. And I think that we've had so many people to our stand today to see the product, and to them it's new. To me, it's kind of old in a funny way. Don't get me wrong. This is the time for it. I don't have to reinvent Twitter. It exists, so we can integrate with that. Facebook exists. Even things like Google Street View, which didn't exist when I started the project, the fact that they're there gives the public awareness as to what 360 Media is. So I don't have to educate customers in the same way. They just see the benefits of it. And for £65, which is including everything, the case, the scope, the use of Bubble Picks and the app, I think we've got quite a good value proposition for someone. And you know, who wouldn't... You'd be a fool to go on holiday without one of these in your pocket. And, you know, so...
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Seems great value for money. If people want to buy one, where can they get one?
They will be able to go to bubblescope.com to purchase them, and that will be later in May and June. They can register their interest right now at either bubblescope.com or bubblepicks.com, and over the course of the next few months we should start seeing them available pretty much everywhere. Our distribution channels are fabulous, and the interest that we have is it's quite phenomenal, actually. So it's we feel like you know, for many years I've thought perhaps I'm putting all hedging my bets on one number, and I think maybe it's going to work. So,
and just for the iPhone at the moment?
For the moment, it works with the iPhone 4 and 4S. It's optimised for the 4S, but works perfectly well on the 4. We will then be... The way that we've developed the technology, both the optical system and the kind of the clever maths and the code, means that we can very quickly expand into other platforms. But we're a small company, and so we will grow as the opportunities come to us. And so, yeah, but by the end of the year, I would expect to be working with many of the major devices that are out there, because my intention has not been just to work with Apple products. It's been to work with as many smartphones as possible and get Bubbles out there in everybody's hands.
Well, that's great. Well, look, thanks very much indeed. It's much appreciated.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for your time.